Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, this isn't Friday. This is in the studio. Welcome, everyone, to In the Studio. Tonight is a special show. It's the pre-funk New Year's Eve show. Yay! And we even have Miss Nina on board, the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. And this is a treat, so she's enjoying, too. I told everybody on Facebook and Google and Twitter, so I'm going to say it on the air. I hope you have a glass of wine or a sippy poo and maybe some little goodies to eat on and kick back. I'm going to play the music. I'll do a little bit of news or sports in between, but mainly I will be playing the music tonight. So I know that you all are truly going to enjoy. First off, I want to apologize. I was over on Spreaker.com earlier, and for some reason I had the awfulest problem with my mic. It wouldn't work. So anyway, I am going to try it again because I have this determination. I will not be defeated. So, but I apologize to you folks that came over there and were listening to it. I will be on the air for sure there next Tuesday, I believe, at 5 o'clock. So I'll keep you updated on that. Again, happy birthday to Capricorns and everybody. Anybody having a birthday this week from the 28th to January 3rd, happy birthday to you. And I hope it's a blessed one and a good one and you're having a wonderful time. Okay, well, we're going to get this party started. That's what you came for, right? Okay, here we go.
I'm
bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city.
Come on. line in the wind on the hill underneath the pines. Yeah, move like the river flows. Feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I want to do is get to holding you and get to knowing you and get to showing you and get to loving you for the night is through. Baby, you know what to do. Take it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonk, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters in the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl.
Y'all can go and get nasty with it. I ain't gonna tell. Y'all know I'm a psychic, though. and do I have some entertainment news for you. Sony, yes. Denzel Washington is the latest entertainer to be swept up into the Sony email hacking scandal. The Oscar-winning actor is the subject of some executives who believe Washington's films don't do well in foreign markets because he's black. The executives allegedly expressed that in their emails, despite living in an era where the first African-American president was elected twice handily. As of press time, no response from Washington, whose latest $100 million plus hit, The Equalizer. By the way, it's on Comcast now, y'all. I watched it last night. I rented it because I will support anything Denzel is in. I just love him that much. Anyway, it's an excellent movie. If you ever got into the series The Equalizer, real good. You'll know the storyline. It's real good. So, hey, might be 1, 2, and 3. Who knows down the line. But anyway, The Equalizer comes out, on DVD December 30th. Philly's own Kevin Hart dealt with Emailgate already. Another set of leaked emails from yet another Sony Pictures executive called him a money whore. Hart released a statement basically saying he'd worked hard to earn and protect his brand, and he just brushes off ignorance. Go ahead, nephew. He returns to the big screen January 16th. Mark your calendars with The Wedding Ringer. More fallout from the hacking is still to come after entire films were leaked to the internet for free. I'll repeat that again. Leaked to the internet for free. The film that supposedly spawned the hacking was a satire taking shots at North Korea. The film called The Interview with Seth Rogen and James Franco got its release date canceled, but it's back on. You can see it on the internet, stream it, and you can go to the theater. So, you know, whatever that you want to do. Well, the twins are here. Actress Zoe Saldana and her husband Marco Prego recently welcomed two twin baby boys. Congratulations to you. All right, I am so happy for you. Okay, and of course, we're going to continue on. Ain't nothing stopped, okay? Well, that one did. I want your booty to take a rest. Now we're back.
It's summer time, babe!
Yes, this is really popular in the summer.
Time to pop that top. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. We went crazy, cooped up all winter long. And school is out, so let's get it on. Flip-flop pants with some white sand. I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts. Oh,
All right. I want to thank you, Tramps, but don't get too settled now because it's still coming on strong. Ha-ha. You know I'm enjoying myself, y'all. I am eating jerk chicken and colossal shrimp and drinking wine. Better ask somebody.
Fire. Hi, Lennis. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I forgot I had my mic on mute. I'm just giving all this information. You guys will just have to hear it later. I'm going back to the music. I was telling you about the latest entertainment news. And that's not it.
Thank you. guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now, and it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met, the way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to
love them and leave them. That's what I used to do. I laid eyes on you. It was pain before pleasure. That was my claim to fame. With every measure, baby, tasted teardrop stains. Yeah, I was cold as ice long ago, baby, baby. I wasn't very, very, very nice, you know. Sugar, sugar, sugar. Then I kissed your lips and you turned.
You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy there. Remember when you used to
yeah.
guess I think we both say a little too much today.
No.
After all, T, you kind of with somebody, and I'm kind of living with somebody. But please do me a favor just before you go. Just put your arms around me and hold me like you used to.
That was Tina Marie and Rick James. That was one of their most famous songs together, collaboration or duet. Very nice. Okay, going on. Miss Aretha Franklin.
I wanna tell you, baby, change your mind and go.
all you New Year's Eve revelers out there, y'all be careful. Don't come home with nothing that you didn't leave out with, okay?
People talk about my life, and here's what they say. It's too bad not to feel that way.
You sure am crazy.
But I don't listen to any of them after 5 o'clock. Because the night is mine, and I
God bless you folks who got a 4-day weekend. I know some people got to go right back to work on Friday, so enjoy, enjoy.
a minute, hour, day, or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Oh, my love.
Now I'm slowing this down. You have your cool down period and relax. Thank you, everybody, for joining me today on In the Studio Pre-Funk New Year Eve Show. So thank you for joining me. Thank you, Nina. I saw Brenda in there for a minute, so I thank Brenda, too, for coming in. I want to give a Happy New Year's out to the staff at the Essence of Success, Nina, Walter Dubai, Ms. Harriet, and also Maxwell McGuire. And to our sister station, Levitating Mindsets, Happy New Year's to Lydia, Brenda, and Nina, and Melody. So I hope everybody, this is the start of a new year. When we come back, I just hope everybody is feeling good and positive and on a good note, as I always say. And you'll see me and Nina next Sunday on Psychic Reading, so be sure and join us. All right, have a good one, everybody, and be safe out there tonight. Okay, if you're going to drink, have a designated driver. And anything else, you better be careful.